Well, good morning. It's AK, the weather troll here on the Daily Weather View. How you guys doing this morning? It's Thursday. Beautiful day. It's going to be a nice sunny day here in Central California. Supposed to get up into the big 80s or, you know, low 90s. It'll be a great day. Nice sunny day. Life's been working out in the yard, doing all my work, screwing up my garden. Actually, she's doing pretty good. We're brought to you by Horrible Designs. We're brought to you by Mad K Studio. We're also brought to you by the Music Making Sense podcast, which just dropped another podcast the other day.
Yeah, fuck the rest of them.
And Apex Music Systems. Good morning, Jason. How you doing?
Doing okay. Power finally came back on our house. It's been off since I woke up this morning.
And we had a power failure. Why? Because the great state of Minnesota has power failure.
Yep. I have no idea why there's a power failure, but got up around 5 a.m. and the power was out, and they said it was going to be restored by about 7:40, and it was restored probably about 10 minutes ago. So, yeah.
And are you the regular prepper who has a has your generator standing by?
Fuck no. Oh, I should, but I don't.
Well, you see, you should.
I should.
You should be listening to the expert here that knows all about generators and prepping and things like that. I really got to get on you guys about that stuff because, you know, one is none, two is one, and three is for me. So, you know, when your power goes out, it goes out for an extended period of time, it can get a little hairy. But anyway, we have a special guest today. Hopefully he can learn how to get on here. I'm going to actually invite him onto the stage, Tom Seast. I heard that he wanted to come on last night, so I'm going to invite him to speak, and all he's got to do is press that little button to speak and get his mic going on, and hopefully he can do this from, whether he's on his laptop or his mobile, I'm not sure. I've never really tried this on my computer, so I've always been on my mobile unit, but it looks like he's got it going on. Got him on the speaker. Morning, Tom. Wow. How you doing?
Just trying to figure out spaces.
the miracle of technology.
It's one of those things that, you know, I saw Elon announce that it was there, and I just never have gotten time to play with it. So that's interesting.
We're all about throwing out toys for people to play with. So you're in good company.
it's strange to have areas of technology that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Well, we had Harkos in here. He told me that I'm still amazed at the wheel. So.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real. So tell our listeners about you, Tom. You're sitting around here. I invited you last night to do the spaces thing here. I came in late to the conversation, the private chat that we have going on every night, and my wife
was masturbating.
My phone was, actually I'm in school for permaculture right now. I'm actually trying to get a PDC, and I'm trying to get my Master Gardener's certificate. So that's what I've been doing as my phone was blowing up during the whole time. But the talk was about getting Tom on spaces. So
I missed out on all that. I'm an old man, so I go to bed early. So I woke up and it's like, oh, there's new stuff I need to do.
Well, you see, I got a counterpart now, so there's two old men here on the space panel.
Tom, you can't be that old.
I am 59 in October, I think. Oh, yeah.
He is right in the middle of me and Kent. So
I'm supposed to know that stuff. It's funny. It's funny you're talking about the Master Gardener thing and that type of thing, because that's my dad did that. That was one of the things he went through. He did not do permaculture. But he went through the whole Master Gardeners thing after he retired.
I'm actually waiting for the class to come around, because they only do it once a year at the extension for I think it's the University of Santa Cruz, and I'm really kind of nervous about it, because of course I'm here in California, and they're pretty when it gets down to permaculture and gardening and things, I mean. We kind of meld, our social fabric kind of melds together, only because of the fact that we all care about the earth, we all care about the people, and we all care about, you know, making sure that we give back to not only the earth, but society too. And I know I sound like a dope smoking hippie right now, but that's kind of where PDC is, our permaculture design is. As far as the Master Gardener thing, they go hand in hand. One doesn't accentuate the other, but both of them work together, and it's kind of a neat thing. I wasn't going to get a PDC, but I decided, you know, the opportunity was there, the classes were there, they're free, so I might as well hop on and get it. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Harcos. How you doing?
Morning. I do want to say I don't think that Tom is anywhere near as old as you are, Bruce. It's not possible.
I feel young, except for my heart. You know, other than that,
like you say, though, your heart just enough beats fast for everybody else who's too slow. So there's that.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. But it's nice to have an excuse to go to bed at 8.
Yeah, that's true too. But yeah, I don't think that you're anywhere near as old as Bruce, because I think Bruce is the one that actually taught your dad how to garden. That's how old Bruce is. So,
you got to attribute original sources. I'm pretty sure both of them were good friends of Adam and Eve.
Yeah, I'm so old that our composting method back then was to break rocks into sand to make soil. So that's how old I am, and it's a lot easier now. It's a lot easier now since time and evolution is taking shape. It makes it a lot easier for me. So we do good on that. But
I'm actually well suited to do permaculture here in Tennessee. The land is laid out well for swales and all that. I had to be able to learn to walk, past a tenth of a mile at the time, which is kind of what I'm limited to right now without being totally exhausted. On the good news front, my heart is actually normal physically. They can't find out
physically, just not mentally.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely not. Yeah, it's still running fast. But I had a
mentally, your heart has ADHD.
Yeah, I had a scan on March 4th, and they couldn't find anything physically wrong, which is really rare for somebody that has had a high heart rate now for 2 years. Other than the fact they don't know what to do with me, it's not all, bad news. It's just more annoying than anything.
Yeah. Cool. Well, everybody has to shut up now because Ken's on the panel.
Oh, so yeah.
We have no time to talk now. So
I hope you all got your conversations in, and welcome Tom. Welcome Tom to our morning show. And it's we pretty much either Harcos or I run the show, depending on how much we have to say. Today I don't have a lot to say. I'm getting.
That's a fucking first.
Oh, jeez.
It is a big first.
This is like the alpacalypse.
It is. Yeah. It is. So I'm just on my drive to work and okay, guys, entertain me. I'll sit back.
You're wrong. Well,
I kind of wanted to do a roundtable discussion today because, we are always talking about politics and stuff. This might even run into politics. It always usually does. But I wanted to go with the roundtable today, and we're going to start with Jason because he gets the least amount of exposure here. And I want to ask the question. And I want to ask the question or the statement. I'm not surprised. So go, Jason. I'm not surprised. Fill in the blank.
I'm not surprised. Well, I'm not surprised that we have the country we do because people are fucking retarded. I'm not surprised that I'm very surprised that Ken has nothing to say. That's for sure.
So come on, you have the floor now. This is your time to carry the show. Of course.
Now it's like you give me this, and I have nothing to say. Also, it's like I'm drawn blank. But I do have an excuse. My power has been out all this morning, and I'm just finally drinking my first cup of coffee now.
Oh, so geez. if you would have had a generator, you could have popped that generator on. You could have been drinking coffee, doing your work and all that other stuff. So, maybe you should go to weathersoul.com and then you can get all that advice and that good stuff that tells you exactly what you need to do to survive through a power outage and things like that.
So, I might have to. I'm also not surprised. Stapleton keeps talking about the Liberty people who are like, they want to complain. I'm trying to. Hooked on Phonics worked for me.
Yeah, that's only to read, though. That's not to speak.
Fuck, I got it wrong, then.
He flunked reading Rainbow.
So. And religion. But, like, the Liberty people, they want to complain online, but then when given something to actually give them liberty, they don't want to do it. Absolutely. I'm not surprised by that. Because, I mean, we all kind of listened to him back in the day when he had his politics show, and I did too. And I was one of those people where like, yeah, just more complaining and more complaining and more complaining. And then
let's go
shoot
up the Capitol, yes.
Or whatever the fuck you want to do. And it's like, now I'm running a side business that hopefully one day will be my full-time income. And I'm not surprised that people don't want to do it because, I mean, is it scary? Yeah, fucking right it is. You just never know what it's going to be, but it's all about liberty. I mean, if you want liberty, do your own little side business so that you control the means of your income.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Nothing better said there, man. It's all true. Todd, since you're the new guy on the panel, go ahead and fill in the blank. I'm not surprised.
Well, I am actually surprised a little bit that Ken doesn't have anything to say. I wasn't overly prepared, but I'm not surprised that nothing happens with the Liberty Movement. Most people like the idea of liberty, but they don't really want it.
Exactly.
You know, so it's one of those things. People in general have difficulty starting anything or finishing anything. And part of my reason for withdrawal from politics is, all the complaining. And so I decided to level up. And what I actually do is just complain about the complainers, which is.
That works.
Yeah. It's like taking a step above. But I am, I'm definitely a person that does nothing about the political situation. I figure once I'm master running my life, I'll have time to tell other people what to do. Apparently everybody else, they're masters of their domain because they have that kind of time already. But it never dawned on me growing up that there were people that would spend their entire time telling you what to do. And, of course, with what we call, quote unquote, a democracy, we've just kind of outsourced it. Now you just vote for somebody to do that for you. So, I mean, part of the problem that, that we have is the reason voting is so popular is it's something that everybody can do without doing much of anything, but then you get a sticker for it. So if we had stickers for freedom, I know a sticker guy, a guy named Horrible Designs, we could hand out stickers for like, I voted, or
I shit my pants.
I told my neighbor what to do, or I voted for the guy that told my neighbor what to do. You know, as long as we could get stickers and frequent rewards, most people would participate. But the problem is, like Jason does say, it is an infinite game until your game ends. And in this case, most people just aren't prepared to really act. It all sounds good, but nobody acts. So when there's a void like that, people that aren't afraid to act will just come in and act on your behalf for your better good, of course. And that's what we have.
What do you think people are afraid of taking responsibility?
I think that they've been taught since day one that you're not responsible. I mean, when I was in grade school, this is back in the 70s for all you older people. They had people back then.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And one of the things I did in grade school was I was a crossing guard, because in a town of 2,000 people, we were all too stupid to cross the road without somebody
yes
telling us it was okay.
Yes.
And so when you're conditioned like that, people like me who get in the sandbox and wonder what the little lumps are, we don't really think like other people.
You mean the same people that can't navigate the monkey bars, right?
I mean, you know, you smell the little lump and you say, oh, you know, this smells like politics or whatever, and you don't eat it. But we've literally progressed in, you know, to the point as a society now where I can't go to town without getting permission somewhere along the way. Oh, no, you got to stop here. Got to stop here. If somebody didn't tell me to stop here, I wouldn't be safe. And then we level up. We get all these badges from society. You know, we get all these rewards. What we get is the stickers. If we just knew a sticker guy that could capitalize.
I'll work on it.
If we just knew one guy. If there was one guy out there.
If there was just one guy.
But yeah, all right.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
And so what's funny is they've created a virtual world that's the same way. Everybody gets into the virtual world and they want to level up. And so you got all these people trying to level up, level down. But in most cases, it's kind of like Pac-Man. They're just running around eating, but nothing's really happening.
I can't believe that.
So,
I'll tell you what I can't. I'm speaking. Well, I've just been waiting. I'm waiting for all of you to regurgitate your ideas, so I can come in and correct them. I can't believe that, or I should say, can believe.
I'm not surprised.
I can't believe, or can believe, I don't know, I believe something. I believe a lot of things. The liberty thing, you know, I can't believe people go up and do something. There is that mistaken thought that activity is accomplishment. excuse me. And in 10 years of running tea parties and working on political campaigns and being an actual person that got off my ass and did something, I would get so mad at the complainers. I would get so pissed off because I'm sitting there going, here's a thing to do. We need 17 people at this location on this day for an hour. We're going to make signs, or we're going to go knock on doors, or we're going to hand out literature, or we're going to stuff envelopes. And you'd get the same three goddamn people. God bless
you.
And that would be all there was.
And the rest of them wouldn't show up.
So I'm running a tea party group. And so this was back in the Stapleton days of his show, right? Of his political show. And I'm like, y'all got to turn off Hannity, because they're all loving Hannity. You know, the Tea Party people are all like Fox News junkies. Once the Tea Party had been corrupted by the GOP. And, you know, I'd say, you got to stop listening to them. You got to get some different things. Listen to MSNBC once in a while. Listen to Jason Stapleton, Tom Woods. You know, listen to NPR and get a full picture of what's going on. Because if you want to, you have to, you know, Stapleton always said, you don't want to win arguments, you want to win converts. And all these people are trying to win arguments with the Constitution, you know. And I could go and talk about, I did a presentation at one of our meetings. We had, I don't know, 50, 60 people there one night. And I did a presentation about the national anthem, about the creation of the national anthem. It was during the Colin Kaepernick kneeling bullshit. And, you know, I was explaining this is what the whole room of people had never heard the story. They knew maybe Francis Scott Key came up with it, but they didn't have any idea it was about, you know, he was literally a prisoner on a ship, you know, watching the British, you know, decimate this fort that actually ended up holding up overnight. And it was an incredible story. And we were talking about that, and the whole room was riveted and stuff. And at the end of it, I said, none of it. No, I just had this whole thing. People were clapping. I had slides and a presentation. And I said, everything I said in the last 15 minutes doesn't mean shit, because you people won't get out and help and get on your feet and move out there. And they're like, what? Wait, what? Oh, my God. And so I took a different tact at it. And I tried, you know, we tried to take over the Republican Party in Minnesota. We failed. And again, it was because the Ron Paul people that were activists but didn't win. They took their ball and put on a sourpuss and went and sat home laid by their dish instead of getting up and doing something. I'm like, we almost had it, you guys, but you're too lazy to persevere. And, you know, James 2 in the Bible, you know, celebrate your trials, because trials builds perseverance. It's, you know, something like that. And I believe in that. So it's like, but nobody else really does that, except the people where on the left, because they have figured out, hey,
that it
if
works.
We could just get a few loudmouths that are from some weird section of a teeny little parcel of oddness in our society to speak up loudly with rainbows and different lives matter and all this kind of crap, stick it down the throat of the people that aren't going to do anything, and we'll rise our people to come out and vote. And that's what they did. And it's really is just that simple. So that's I cannot believe what I cannot.
Ken, the other side of that also is that the left will show up on weekdays when there's people actually at the Capitol, and then the people on the right will show up on a fucking Saturday where there's nobody there. Like, right. Who fucking matters?
Yeah, the pro-life people have this huge protest every year. It's like on a, you know, Sunday after church. I'm like, no one gives a shit.
Nobody's fucking there. Show up when they're in session. Show up when someone's there.
Well, and even
They arrested everybody last time somebody showed up. So.
Well, in the time, the time to show up isn't out in front of the Capitol with signs and pitches, pitchforks and torches. The time to show up is in the committee meetings, where you have a committee.
Yeah.
You can get 20 or 30 people in a committee meeting room. They're this is not going to happen. This is not going to happen. You're going to get out. We're shutting down your funding for this, for your campaigns. And you got to hit these legislators personally where it hurts. And that's in the pocketbook for their next campaign, because that is what they're trying to do, is get elected again. And
that's all they care about.
None of this principle matters. None of these ideas matter. Helping people, hurting, none of that matters. All that matters is they get elected again. And I know it, because I was one of the guys that was in the trenches helping to get these people elected again. And that's all that matters to these people.
And that was Kent from Truth Social coming at you from the Daily Weather View. And so I'm going to turn it over to Chris. Chris, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised by any of it because, you know, people always do activity masquerading as accomplishment. And like Tom said, you know, they go and vote, which we were talking about yesterday in a private discussion, which I've, you know, Ken has even fucking said stuff about, hey, you got to go vote. You got to go vote and everything. But at the same time, like Tom said, it's just to get a sticker. It's like, oh, yay, I participated in democracy, right? And but you're doing nothing. Like, you do one thing one time every 4 years, and you think, oh, I'm participating. It's like, no, you're not fucking participating. Like Ken said, you need to go to your city council meetings. You need to go to your school board meetings. You need to go even to, like, the state legislature shit and everything. Everybody worries about the federal shit and what the federal is doing.
It doesn't matter.
And that's because – well, it does, for one, it doesn't matter, but that's also because I'm not surprised that people think that we have a democracy because we have obfuscated our responsibility and our rights as having sovereignty as citizens and sovereignty as states and given all the power to the federal government. And so that's why I'm not surprised people don't even know half the time who their own fucking governor is, but they know who the president is because we have a monarchy. Essentially here in this country where the president is the end all be all and, you know, Congress and the Senate, they're just squabbling fucking idiots who report to the president and the president tells Congress what to do and the president tells the Supreme Court what to do and everything like that. So I'm not surprised that people are sucking the dick metaphorically of the president, no matter who the president is, and leaning on the president so much that they think, oh, it's Joe Biden's fault that, you know, my state locked down for fucking COVID, or it's Trump's fault that my state locked down, or it's the president's fault that, my state, you know, has this immigration problem. It's the president's fault that my state has this issue where all the jobs just left. You know, no, it's not. It's, for one, it's your fault that shit happened to you because you didn't see the fucking writing on the wall and you didn't fucking take action. So I'm not surprised that you're laying in your own fucking tears, jerking off, wondering why you couldn't accomplish anything in life, right?
To your point, I think that you like I still will always vote. I understand why you guys don't. I don't hold it against anybody, but I think that we can agree on one
thing. You don't want you holding
by the time the name's on the ballot.
It is,
you know, don't make it hard for me. I'll hold it against you. But the
GMI.
What I'm trying to say here is
I'm
is
never
the,
coming here again.
Oh, that's what she said. But Chris, I guess we can agree on by the time the name's on the ballot, it's too late. You've already not done what you're supposed to do.
True.
Yeah. Well, and then you can't be surprised that you have to pick the lesser of two evils, Donald Trump or Joe Biden. You know, you can't be surprised about any of that shit. You know, and then like I was saying, you can't be surprised when you get unemployed. I'm not surprised when these fuckers get unemployed or when the fucking price of the goddamn bullshit ass McDonald's Happy Meal goes up to $20 or whatever the fuck. Like, I'm not surprised about any of that because these people are relying on the system and the gold star system so much, right? I think that's what it should be. It should be a gold star. It's like, look, I participated. I watched MSNBC this morning, right? Or I participated. I got a gold star for watching Fox Hannity this morning or whatever the fuck, right? Like, that's really what they're doing. You know, or even on the libertarian front, I'm not surprised these fuckers are all losers because they just put a gold star on. I listened to Tom Woods this morning. He's the smartest person on the planet. It's like, how about you be the smartest motherfucker? How about that?
Here.
Instead of fucking following the leader, why don't you actually try to get up?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. Dave Smith does that, right? You know, Jason Stapleton was doing that. But then he realized, just like Dave Smith realized, the reason Dave Smith's not running for fucking president is because the fucking party's all a bunch of fucking whiny-ass losers. That's all they are. And you know, they would much rather fucking grow neck beards and play golf and fucking bitch about taxes in the Fed than actually do something like maybe take all their fucking money and start their own fucking bank. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they got all, they're so fucking smart, why don't they start their own fucking bank?
You mean like,
you know what I'm saying? Just like the fucking, yeah, no, just like the Democrats. Dude, that's controlled by the federal government too. Like, I keep telling like real you, money, Bitcoin not, is controlled not, by the Fed. Yeah, Bitcoin's controlled by the Fed. This is a test bank to see how a CBDC will work, gotcha. Right? And you're volunteering for the CBDC. You just don't think you are. And right,
gotta run, guys. I'm at work. Good show.
See you, bye, Ken. Have fun. Enjoy homosexuality. But but no, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that we're in the situation that we're in. I'm never surprised whenever people fall into a situation that they're in. I used to be like that too.
Me too.
Whenever I got laid off, whenever I was working at a factory, I got laid off after a year and a half. I blamed the factory. I blamed everything else, right? Whenever, anytime something happened, I was blaming everybody else, right? You know, and obviously I can never blame racism because I'm white, so I get all the privilege. But like, anytime something bad happened, I blame somebody besides myself. And then I sat and realized, I'm like, oh, look, the reason I got laid off from Caterpillar is because when I had the opportunity to go full time to avoid that, well, I said no because it wasn't ideal to my lifestyle. Okay, cool, whatever, right? I made a choice. And then 2 months later, they laid off all the temps, which I was a temp employee, right? So if I would have said yes and taken the bullet and worked third shift instead of first shift, I would have not gotten unemployed. However, at the same time, I made a choice. And I had the result of that choice, which actually ended up being a good thing because I got laid off from there. I realized factories were dog shit. I started not working for factories anymore. I ended up getting into an entry-level management position for the first time since the military in over 10 years because everybody kept telling me, oh, you don't have real management experience because you were in the military as a manager. That's not real management experience, right? And which is ridiculous. But, you know, and then it ended up sending me down a path where, you know, like the woman I was with fucking left me because I was fucking failing. Okay, cool, whatever. She wasn't strong enough to handle it. I've realized that, you know, like a lot of things. So I started coming up with a situation to realize, like, look, the choices I do and do not make lead me to where I end up being tomorrow. And so that's all my fault either way. It doesn't matter. Nothing else. Nothing else can make or break me besides myself. So I'm not surprised that our country is where it's at. I'm not surprised any of what happened during COVID. I'm not surprised that we're back to Trump and Biden again.
Yep.
I'm not surprised. I won't be surprised if fucking Trump pits Devin Nunes as a fucking vice president. I won't be surprised. You know what I'm saying? I won't be surprised because you know what? Because I would guarantee it would happen. I would be surprised if he picked Tulsi Gabbard. You know what I'm saying? I would be pleasantly surprised if he picked Tulsi Gabbard because it would start changing some things in politics where you can actually put the former vice chair of the DNC as your vice president because she got kicked out of the DNC for being too much of a real fucking liberal, right? And so you need that, especially for somebody like Trump, who is more of a liberal than a conservative. And like, you need that on a fucking ticket, right? So I would be surprised if he actually picked her. Like, I would actually be like, okay, he finally did something right. Right. But I'm not going to be surprised if he picks Devin Nunes. And I'm still not surprised that people still listen to fucking Roger Stone for fucking political advice. Like, this motherfucker was fucking getting George H.W. Bush into office. H.W. Bush, the worst motherfucker on the planet, besides John McCain. Right. Like, really? Like, H.W. Bush, you mean the guy who for over a decade was running the CIA? But was not technically running the CIA on paper. Everybody knew he was running the CIA. He was the first head of the CIA. And everybody's like, no, no, he's not running the CIA. And then finally, Reagan or somebody puts him as head of the CIA. And they're like, oh, yeah, he'd be a good head of the CIA. He's got experience. Experience in what? Running the CIA already for 10 years? Exactly. Like, so, yeah, Roger Stone's a piece of shit. And I think that's half the reason Alex Jones got in a bunch of shit is because he surrounded himself by that fucking cocksucker. But anyway, I don't like Roger Stone, if you can't tell. So I'm not surprised that we're in any situation that we're at. And I don't get surprised by half the fucking shit I see on the news. So like, when I'm not surprised, I'm not surprised that Israel struck a fucking building and killed people in Syria that were Iranian as well too, and then had the balls to say, Iran, if you strike us, we're gonna strike you back. It's like, yeah, no, you fucking started it, you dumb piece of shit. Like, fuck. Oh, and speaking of that, so the owner of the restaurant I used to work at, he is currently in Jordan right now, and he's at the part of Jordan where he can actually see Israel and Syria from his rooftop. And so he has some dope fucking video footage of that whole situation with over 300 drones and the missiles and everything like that going off. Cool. So that's going to be cool. He's going to be coming back this weekend, so I'm going to be getting some of that.
I hope so. I'm not surprised.
Cool.
So Tom, are you surprised? Yeah. Are you surprised that we invited you here to this menagerie of I don't want to call it stupidity, but let me see, zoology or circusry or whatever you want to call it. How do you like it here?
I apologize for not knowing anything about it in advance. As I said, I've been kind of distracted. I knew in passing that you guys were doing something with spaces, but I had no idea. I was surprised to get an invite. I'll be surprised if I get invited back. Now, you know, as you guys know, my dad just died about 6 weeks ago. And what was funny was his big thing was, dad, as he got older in life, somebody would start talking to him and he'd literally just yell out, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to argue with you. Which is kind of funny, given the times, because everybody argues about everything. Right. And then what dawned on me the last week that I spent with him was the reason he was doing that was he couldn't hear. And so he was one of these older guys that, you know, I don't know whether he had a hearing aid and just didn't wear it or needed to have it and didn't want it. But after viewing that situation, I'm thinking, you know, if I can't ever hear again, which I spent nine years deaf, I don't think I'd get one. I'd just sit there and on my chair and say, look, I'm not going to argue with you.
I like
it's,
that.
It's such a waste of time. I mean, that's what it came down to for me was people don't go to any of these spaces to argue because they want to be convinced. They go to argue to reinforce what they want to already believe. Yep. And I'll be surprised if I get invited back. But, you know, I understand desperate.
You'll be good.
So I'm not surprised.
You'll be good, man.
So I'm not surprised that this you'll is our last spaces, but no, I'm kidding.
What was funny is, you know, I'm into AI. I actually, when I got into the meeting here, I actually generated an article on spaces because I don't know anything about it. It when I heard about it, I said, oh, that kind of sounds kind of like, what was the stupid thing that was invite only?
Clubhouse.
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of Clubhouse. And it's like, okay, that's all I knew about it. So if you go to podcastbig.com, you'll see an article that I generated when the meeting started. Right at the top, what is Twitter Spaces or X Spaces? It's a 6,800 word salad. On
Jeez.
Totally unedited.
That's a lot of words. Fuck, I don't think I could read that many of that at that time. So I won't be surprised if I don't read it because I don't read that much at all. Like I actually have this thing called Speechify. It's an app on my phone. And so anytime I get emails from like Jason Stapleton or any of the other people that I actually want to read emails from, instead of taking the time to actually, you know, use my eyes and read, I just put it in the Speechify and have it just fucking read it to me like I'm 4 years old. And it's amazing because then I can literally do anything else with my life instead of sit there and focus all my attention on some words on a screen. I can still be productive in society and
well, outside of society, because I don't follow their rules, but I can still be productive and still get my knowledge if it's not on a podcast, because audio is the shit for me, man. Well, that's my
Marcos, that's my bread and butter. I've got a shirt for you, speaking of that.
There we go.
What the, oh, okay.
So we do know a shirt guy.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I've got a shirt that says, I'm looking at it right now. It's one that I made that I need to put back on my website. It says, these words have been cleverly placed on here so that by the time you are done reading, you will have realized that I just wasted 15 seconds of your life reading absolute
nothing.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's why I don't physically read. I just put it in the Speakify and let it read it to me, and then I'm like, oh, okay, well, at least I was accomplishing something else why I didn't fucking learn anything.
Well, and, you know, in the SEO world, they call that...
I need to put that one back on my website. It was on my old site, and I need to put it back on my new one on Shopify, yeah.
And they call it user intent or sellers and buyers intent or listeners intent.
But going back to what you were saying earlier, Harkos, about the president and whatnot, the president is supposed to have so little power that it shouldn't matter who is in office.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they did.
I'm not surprised that I've surrounded myself with these jokers that I have here on this spaces, the jokers that I have on the Weathered Report, and the people that I've surrounded myself with in the last, probably last decade, that have made my life so much better. It took me a while to get out of that. I want to be a part of the in crowd type of a person, because that's what I was. I always wanted to be the popular guy, because I'm not a social butterfly when it comes out to going places. And I'm that guy that if I enter a party, I'm talking to you. And I don't shy away, and it's not that I want to be the center of attention, but I just want to know what everybody's about. And one of those things that kind of steered me away from just not wanting to be the most important person in the room. I want to be the smartest person in the room, and I can't do that without surrounding myself with people that are smarter than me. And that's a testament to you guys that you've been able to befriend me, and we've been able to partner into these things that we're doing, whether it be the Weather Report, the Daily Weather View, or whether it just be business in general. We cannot go forward without education. We cannot go forward without the knowledge of other people. We can't go forward without the experiences of other people and our experiences, and be able to share them, compare them, and then go forth with what we're doing. So my biggest thing is that I'm not surprised that you guys have entered my life, and I don't want you guys all tear up and everything because I'm not homo yet. But
I'm sorry.
Yay!
I thought you said you're gay like that, though.
I am gay like that. I am gay like that, but I'm not homo yet. So, no, guys, it really is. I'm not surprised about it. And, you know, I could have got into something political and some other stuff that I wanted to say, but I really wanted to say that the appreciation here, and that the people that I'm surrounding myself with, and I believe the people that you guys surround yourself with, only make us a stronger unit when it comes to autonomy, when it comes to freedom, when it comes to understanding liberty and how to attain it. So, I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for accepting me into this circle that we have, whether that be a circle jerk, whether that just be a circle of friends.
No circle jerk.
Yeah, usually a jerk.
You can eat the bread if you want, but I ain't joining the circle jerk.
Now that I left everybody speechless, is the show over?
Tom's probably like, I ain't never fucking coming back with you crazy fuckers.
I didn't want to go there.
No.
Now that you – no.
Yeah, now that you mentioned it, Tom's on board because you said circle jerk. So.
Well, I had the jerk side covered.
Hey, Tom, so you're heavy into AI. I know that you have been for a while, and you've got like a billion websites and stuff like that. I am at the very beginning of my AI exploits. I have dabbled with ChatGPT. You turned me on to Perplexity, which I use a lot for a lot of my grammar stuff. I'm going to try to get into the graphics type of stuff, just to kind of generate images and things like that. It's a lot of time, man. It's a lot of education. It's a lot of understanding. It's a lot of prompting and stuff like that. Can you kind of expand on AI and where you think it's taking us?
Well, I can. It's going to be like any other tool. It can have bad uses and good uses. And most people that complain about it have more time in the game, or they have, you know, things in the game about it. But the reality is, it's kind of like we don't go sit down in an artist studio to have a picture of us painted anymore. Somebody points their iPhone at us and takes the picture. And whether I think that's bad or not, because they put all those original artists out of work, I don't know. You know, that's a moral argument. But the reality is, I need to understand how to take the picture with the iPhone. Whether I end up using the iPhone or the Android or whatever to do it, I still need to understand it. So that's my thing about AI, is it's amoral. And you kind of have to understand how it affects us. Most people don't understand that it's been going on for quite a while. And so they're under this, you know, kind of misconception that when they hear something, it's either false or true, but a lot of it's just fake, you know. And so I just want to be good at being able to do fake. Yeah. So, you know, in the last six months, I've done 10,000 articles with heart failure.
Right.
You know,
do you think that there's any use for the tool going forward as far as pushing the agenda of what the Weathered Soul is, you know, the view and the report, as far as pushing liberty and other, and it doesn't matter what genre, but, you know, pushing an agenda, pushing an idea, pushing the knowledge, how do we use that without to me, it sounds like it's a scraper of information, and then it assembles that information in whatever form that you want to fashion it into.
Yes, it's like the human is. We copy content or information from other people. We learn from it. And then, quote unquote, we look for the value that we can add. And all it's doing is it's speeding up the process to do the first part. But somebody still has to add value if they want to add value. They don't have to. There are situations when, you know, in like cybersecurity, we have a term called the honeypot, where you're putting a honeypot out there for them to find, and it's all useless information, but you have to have something there, or nobody will take you seriously. So the thing with AI that I do like is on the peer-to-peer side, that's where it's got to go, because you have just too much active censorship out there. And mm-hmm. So it's very active. AI, the use of AI in the what they used to call the dark web, because they wanted to make it sound bad, but basically anything outside of Google's control, that's the space where liberty will grow. It won't grow inside of Google. They won't let it. I mean, there's too many active people involved there. So in any case, I'm excited by it, because it generates the boring part, and then adding the value is easy. So as an example, I'll just use this as an example. My first method of monetization that I'm planning on doing this year is taking traditional, what we would call courseware content for small businesses, and repurpose it and add AI prompting to it. so that when you go through it, instead of it just being, well, you need to go out to YouTube and sign up for an account. Instead, what it'll have is a section also that says AI prompts that you can enter to help make the process easier. So those types of things are becoming more and more possible. I will say this just in general about AI. It's kind of like a teenager and a wife combined. No offense to wives. But the secret is you have to convince it to do something. That's the teenager part. And the second part is you have to learn how to talk to it. And the best way to talk to it, like almost all of my prompting for my that I use to generate content, I start with a question, I ask it the question, and then I ask it to tell me how to talk to it about those questions. And then I use what it tells me to do that. Mm. So when you look at my post, you see all these really fancy graphics and images. I know nothing about
it. Right.
I'm not Ken Madden. I don't know anything about that stuff. But that's AI creating its own prompts based on the content. And then I just issue those prompts to it. So I just talk right back to it. So it's like talking to your wife. She comes by and she goes, you need to clean up your mess. And I would say, forgive my ignorance, but I don't know which mess you're talking about. I have several. And then, you know, you get this interaction going. And that's what AI is like. It's a conversation.
Right. And then AI falls in love with you and wants to have AI babies with you, right?
Well, and the thing about it is, it's still like a teenager, though. So it goes around making excuses not to do what you ask it to do. So you have to literally talk to it like a teenager. You say, like, it's not a day goes by that ChatGPT and Bing both tell me they can't browse the internet. Both can, yeah. Both actively can, but they're using excuses they used 3 years ago. And as long as you just understand, it's mimicking humans. It's literally doing stuff. It's like a parrot watching a human. It's just a fancy electronic parrot.
Right. Right.
Once you understand that, it's pretty easy to understand, but it's also easy to embrace because, you know, they've got a lot of energy. AI has a lot of energy and it's got a lot of power. So as long as you can strap a saddle on it and ride that bad boy, not to use the circle jerk terminology, but more or less.
No, I totally understand because I have been actually inserting AI into a lot of my gardening and PDC stuff. So I've been using prompts and asking it questions and having it scrape, you know, what it can off the internet for me to able to add even more value to that information. So I understand the value of that. I'm gonna run this over to Harkos real quick, as Harkos has just entered his name into I think it's that app called Minect, and it is a forum for people that want answers. Is that correct, Harkos?
Kind of, yeah. So I'm officially the only music marketing expert on Minect, which is a low bar because there was none before I joined. So there's that.
But, well done.
But I can say I am the top most searchable. I don't know. You can fucking position it to where I sound like I'm the best, right? I'm like the top music marketing expert on Minect because I'm the only one there. So there's that. But
let me ask this question between AI and being an expert. So because there's a human element there that's in between, and you're going to be that human element that has the expert advice for producing and music making and things like that, as opposed to somebody going on that AI and trying to grind that information or scrape that information off the internet. Are you going to use both? Are you just using this plane off of your own experience?
Well, I mean, Minect, it's basically like you were saying, it's like a resource. So you go there if you got a question for somebody and like a certain, if you like, I got a question about a certain space, basically it's called Minect because it's like take a minute to connect, but it's like So the origination came from the creator, Patrick Bette David. He talked to his lawyer for like 15 minutes one day and still got billed for an hour. And he's like, what the fuck? Why can't you just bill me for 15 minutes? Right. And even though he's got plenty of money, you know, but he was like, I only talked to you for like 15 minutes. Why'd you bill for a full hour? He's like, oh, well, we only bill for 4 hours. So, and he's like, well, I'm going to create a situation where you can bill per minute, you know? And so that's basically what Minect is all about.
That's fucking cool.
But the way that I use AI is not necessarily to gain information, because I mean, yeah, it can scrape the internet and get some decent stuff, but it only just can, for me, what I've realized is it can just generate general ideas for information. Right. What I mainly use AI for is a lot of my lazy work that I don't want to fucking do. So like coming up with a description based off of a video. Well, what I do is I just get the transcript of that video, pop it into ChatGPT after I created a prompt that said, hey, I want you to summarize this for a YouTube description based on these parameters, and then I put it in there. And so sometimes, you know, I'll actually know what I want to say, but then a lot of times I'll be like, fuck, man, let me just generate something. And then I put in the parameters in there that it has to be, you know, SEO, high ranking, with keywords and specific keywords for the industry and stuff like that in there as well. So it is searchable better, and it'll pop up easier in recommendation as well as in search. And so that's what I've basically been using it for, is to help. And I even created a prompt that could help individual artists as well too, to where they could take like their short form reels and stuff like that for their music, and they can take the lyrics within that little short form section and put it into this, and it'll generate a like a 2 to 3 sentence description for like a headline for their social media post for that on Reels and TikTok and stuff like that. And so then that way it takes a little bit of that out of there, and people can stop saying, you know, out now on all platforms, because that doesn't fucking work. They can actually say, hey, you know, this is what the vibe of this track is. And because that's where it really goes. That's where people actually give a fuck, is what is the vibe of what I'm getting ready to watch? What's the tone of it? That's what people want. And so that's basically what I've been using it for. And obviously, me and Tom started working, was it last year or the year before? I think it's been like 2 years ago now. Yeah, no shit. Damn. Like, but yeah, we started working on a lot of stuff with you know, different blog websites, in order to generate traffic and then insert your own content into that traffic, because that there's already traffic built up on that website for that specific thing. So for instance, I created 10 hip hop blog websites that generate all kinds of like hip hop news, and it basically just scrapes from other sources and then just reposts, essentially, is what it does. But then we do have an AI element on one of them now that takes the information and like creates a new article based off of just like the general summary of information. And so basically what that does is it creates, you know, 10 places that are running by themselves. Like I haven't even checked in on it in like a month, right? And it's been running by itself. It's still getting tens of thousands of impressions a month on Twitter. It's still getting tens of thousands of page views a month on the actual blog websites themselves because of that, and because of Google and stuff like that. So it's kind of like a content generation machine. And now all I got to do is just plug in my own information, or, you know, I do it for artists as well too. If they need their blog redistributed, I distribute that on there, and it helps them have the potential to reach far more people. And I can do it at a quarter of the cost, because I'm not technically generating all of the content for all 10 of these blog websites. I'm just, you know, stealing shit and reposting it, essentially.
Gentlemen, I had a great time today. This was a freaking awesome spaces. So I want to thank you guys again for being here. Tom, we would love to have you on either Another Spaces or on our flagship show, The Weather Report. I'll throw you an invite on those. It would be great for you to come on, and we can talk more about AI. We can talk about, you know, websites and blogs and stuff like that, and how to get people able to grow their own business just by using those tools that you've come accustomed to using. So if you'd like that, I would love you to come back on. I'll give you the last word on today.
Well, that surprised me. yeah, I'd be happy to do that. I as you can tell, I don't know that I necessarily am what they would classify as an AI expert. I'm very good at what I do, but I'm also very good at recognizing that there are things that I don't do. And so in any case, I'll be happy to contribute what I can. And, you know, like my dad said, I won't argue with you.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, we do this from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every day. And Tom, you're always welcome to pop in here. I'll always shoot you an invite from now on. And like I said, yeah, we do this from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every day during my commute.
Left Coast time.
Yep. Pacific Standard Time, the best time in the world. soon to go to Lunar Standard Time. And we also have the weather report, which is coming up on Sunday. I believe that me and Harkos are teaming up on that one to do a gardening type episode. I don't know. We're gonna have a therapy session tonight, so we'll talk more about that. But anyway. Thank you guys for being here. Tom Seast, thank you for being here. Horrible Designs, Jason, you guys take care. Harkos from Music Making Sense Podcast, he just dropped some more material, so go out to the interwebs and go find that. You can also go to Apex Music Systems to go check out his stuff. Mad K Designs for all your artist stuff. And then I'm Bruce McGee at weathersoul.com for all your stuff that you want to do about gardening, about permaculture, about prepping, all that good stuff. And I just want to leave you guys with a have a good day. Be good to yourselves. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.